when you're in grade school, in science class, maybe junior high, and you're in junior high, or maybe you're in high school, you study biology, you address the concept of metamorphosis, right? The changing of one thing to another. So I remember one of the very few things I remember from grade school, the caterpillar changing complete form from beginning to end to a butterfly, right? A complete change in the appearance, a complete change in the entirety of the living entity. So metamorphosis. Well, what's that have to do with the readings, with the gospel, with the passage from St. Paul? He gives this command, and I reflected upon it in my pastor's column this for this Sunday. So I'm sure you'll probably read it several times. He speaks about if you want to discern what God's will is, if you want to know what is good and pleasing and right, because that's ultimately when we have our quiet moments and we reflect about what we seek, we do want to do what's good, pleasing, and right, and it takes discernment to do that. He said, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So if you want to discern so that you can choose what is good, pleasing, and right in God's sight, you have to have a transformation of mind. And the Greek word that we translate as transform, because the New Testament is written in Greek, right, is metamorphose. It's an imperative, meaning be metamorphosized. That's not a word, but I made it up. So we have to have a complete change in the way that we think. And that's going to have to, if a complete change in the way we think is going to have to be connected with our values, our deepest beliefs, and who we are. So the way that we saw things, our cognitive process, our considerations, if you look from us in the way we were in the past to the way we are now, St. Paul's saying there has to be an entire change, a complete change. That's pretty next level, you might say. Well, is Christianity just a mental exercise? So I'm going to go from negative thinking to positive thinking. Now I'm a good Christian. There's a lot more to it than that. It's not just a mental exercise. And we have some illumination, some understanding from the gospel, because Jesus he's introducing the cross. And this is somewhat abhorrent to the disciples and apostles. And Peter says, no way, God forbid, right? They rejected that message in the beginning. And so he's introducing the cross, and then he goes to the extent to say, in fact, if you want to be my disciple, you're going to have to take up your cross and follow me daily, as Matthew would say. If you want to be my disciple, you'll have to take up your cross and follow me. So what's this new type of thinking? Well, Jesus is introducing the heart of it in the gospel. The power of the cross, embracing the cross, and the cross being an instrument of salvation and redemption. Loving the cross, not the cross because for the cross's sake, but the cross for God's sake. Because what it does through love, and the power that it the way in which it changes us through love and through Christ. So Jesus says, if you want to be my disciple, take up your cross and follow me. So the way that we understand the crosses in our lives, that is associated, that's connected perfectly to this radical way of thinking that St. Paul's challenging us to, this metamorphosis in the way that we think, transformation of the mind. How do we look and address our crosses? Well, is that enough? Okay, so we started with, we have to have a transformation of mind if we want to be able to discern what is good and pleasing in God's sight. Then we move to the teaching about the content, maybe, of this new way of thinking, how we look at suffering and how we look at crosses in our life. Is that enough? I think there's another step yet. Jesus says, if you want to be my disciple. And we'll go back to the Greek here with the word want. St. Paul, or Jesus uses the word, or Matthew uses thele, which means more to desire. So it really, so if you want to think about it, it really starts with your desires. What's your deepest desire? Is it to follow the Lord? Is it to be his disciple? Is that being in touch and getting in touch with what our desires are in our deepest, particularly our deepest desire, is essential if we want to move ultimately to the transformation of mind that St. Paul is talking about. We can't just stay at the thinking, I'm just going to think differently. We have to go back to the heart. Isn't that where the desire is? Our desires are found? In the heart. And part of the problem is the discernment that's involved so that we choose the good, because we have lots of different desires on many levels. Conflicting desires. But here's the good news. Our deepest desire is for God. The deepest desire is that we have is for God. Why? Because a basic doctrine of our faith is that God made us for himself. And so our deepest desire, our deepest orientation is towards God. So if you dig deeper, you'll get there. Our business manager, I guess this is business manager talk, so it's a whole new vocabulary, so I have to learn it. And so we're talking about the finances and a particular budget item. He's always holding me in check, you know. And I go, well, what's all involved here in this line item? Oh, he says, well, I guess we'll have to drill down. See how smart I am? Okay. We're going to have to drill down. Well, think about that in relationship to our desires, because with our desires, we have lots of them. We have more superficial desires, that kind of our basic appetites, desires for pleasure, and then we have more deeper desires for intimacy and affection, right? We have desires for meaning, but at the deepest level is our desire for God, and that's what we got to get in touch with. And so probably the challenge for us is we're gonna have to drill down to get connected to that. And that's where the Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants to help us to drill down. And once we get in touch with that deepest desire, then what it's going to reveal is, we don't have to create anything, it's already there, is that, yes, Lord, I want to be your disciple. I want to follow you. Then we're going to be ready for the message of take up your cross and follow me. And then what's going to happen is that we're going to have a transformation of mind. So we kind of got to work ourselves back, we work backwards to the starting point, which is our deepest desire. And if you're experiencing confusion in what you want in life and what you're about and what you're meaning, maybe tonight is an invitation to go back to the source, go back to why you are here. God made us for himself, the only creature that he made for himself, right, in the book of Genesis. And as St. Augustine says, you can join me. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you.